What happened then in 2010? It all broke out in the papers again. All these people, and there was a phone number in the paper. If you've been sexually abused with Michael Sheehan, or you feel like you've any, get off your chest, ring this number. So I did ring this number, and they were called Dignity for Patients. So they agreed to meet me. And I met a lovely girl called Gabenda, and I told her my story. And she seemed a bit in shock. She looked at me and said, she said, I want you to do me a favour. I want you to put an FOI into the Lourdes Hospital for your records. And I want you to put one into the Drogheda Garda Station for your records.
Freedom of information.
Freedom of information.
Yeah.
I done that week. A week later, I got a letter back from the Lourdes Hospital saying, we received your letter. We will be forwarding on your records shortly. The next day, I got a phone call from the Drogheda Garda Station. This guard wanted to know why I wanted me. Why do you want your records? And who wants them? I told him, I said, I've been with Dignity for Patients. That shower, he said. I said, I've been with Dignity for Patients and they want me to get me record, me files out of the records. Be at the Garda Station tonight at 8 o'clock. Not 5 to not 5 past. I'll have you. As he approached the Garda Station, this guard came out of a side door with a white envelope. And he said, there's the letter that you withdrew your case. And that we can't find that original statement that's missing. I'm looking for it to see. The original statement that was taken from you can't be found. But there's the letter, he said, that you withdrew your statement. You can give that to Dignity for Patients, he said. I also told him, I said, I would like to make another complaint against Michael Sheehan. He said that he was on top of his head at the moment. He was very busy. He said, I have your mobile number. I'll get back to you. I said, thanks very much, and I moved on. A couple of weeks went by, probably a month or two went by, and I rang up to Drogheda Garda Station to find out what was happening. He phoned me back and said, I'm doing the murder on my own. They're all out sick. I'm stressed out. When I get time, he says, I'll get back to you. I'd say a year, maybe a year and a half went by, till he finally got me into the office and said, right, we'll sit down and take your appointment. I'll take your statement.
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
Right, okay.
That's grand, he said. He said to me, where's all your documents you have from Dignity for Patients and your hospital records and all?
Where are we at, by the way, time-wise now? We're, what, 2005, 2006, that sort of thing?
2010.
2010 at this stage.
2010
right,
at this stage.
Okay.
2010. And he said, where's all your files? I want to see them, he said. I want to see your correspondence from Dignity for Patients. I want to see your hospital records. I said, that's the hospital records that the last guard couldn't find. He said it wasn't there. Obviously, what happened there was, seeing your fella 1:30 in the morning, he said, when he went looking for your records, it was probably put in a different place. And then when you went looking, what I said, he went looking 12 years later. So they went there, and I found them myself. Well, look, you're here with me now. I'm going to deal with you different, he says. I'm different than the last fella. We're going to take your complaint. But I want to see all your record stuff. So anyway, I hadn't got them with me, so I went back the following week, or maybe 2 weeks later, when I had my stuff and I brought them in from him, and we sat down. Ireland was playing Germany at 8 o'clock on the television before I left the house. I'll never forget it. I remember leaving the Garda Station at 11:30. I really felt good. I felt he was listening to me. He seemed very, yes, we'll do this, we'll do that, and your last statement was only 2 pages. If that ever went to court, you couldn't hand that last statement to it. It wouldn't be even looked at. I'm doing a proper statement. Give me a sec, he says. I'd say the guts of an hour went by, and I'm still sitting there waiting for him to come back. And he came back in and said to me, I couldn't find your statement. Just when I give up, he says, there it appeared out of nowhere. And he showed me my statement, that first statement I took, a copy, and the letter that I withdrew my complaint. Nothing else. And I had them in front of me. I said, I have them. Yeah, he said, but that's all that's here belonging to you. So he took my statement anyway. I explained everything to him. He stopped a few times and we had a chat. And then he went on again and I felt great. He said, do you want this statement read back? Do you know what? I said, I just feel that happy. Says I feel I'm listened to now. I feel good. I said, you're so different. I said, I'm delighted. There's no messing with me, says he. I'm different than the others. Upon leaving the station that night, he said to me, oh, by the way, says he, do you know that letter, he said, that you wrote to Dr. Sheehan? It was never given to him. We have it here in the drawer. He was never charged. That false guard, he said, that said he charged Shine, never charged him. Never gave him your letter.
He never took your complaint.
He never took me complaint.
To Michael Shine.
To Michael Shine. He said, "Never, Shine never heard of you. Shine doesn't even know you made a complaint," he said.
Oh my God.
"I have it in the drawer here."
Hmm.
And I said, "Why didn't you let me, why didn't you tell me that while you were taking my statement? Why did you wait to tell me after? Why didn't you let me say, why didn't you tell me all this? I want you to get counsel and move on. If I was you," he said, "I'd put it all behind me and forget about the last guard and forget about Shine. That's my opinion. If I was you, I'd move on. Because you seem a bit you seem a bit stressed out and angry."
Mm.
"I can see it in you," says he. "You seem very angry and stressed out. I'd move on with my life if I was you."
Right.
"Oh no," I said, "no. I want to make a complaint. I wanted to go ahead." 12 months later, I rang up to see how my case was going. And he said to me, "I thought you moved on with your life. I thought you told me you weren't going to." I said, "Hey, did you send me a complaint?" He said, "No, I didn't. I have it in the drawer here. I'm telling you, I can still feel the anger in your voice. I'd move on with my life if I was you," he said. "I didn't send you a complaint, no."
Right.
I hung up.
This was a police officer. This wasn't a psychologist or anything like that.
This was a police officer.
A police officer. Yeah. You were reporting a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he told me, in his opinion, I should get counsel and move on.
Mm. Right.
Another year went by. I asked for an appointment with the superintendent. And after a few weeks later, he phoned me up and I told him what it was about. I said, "I made a complaint. The false complaint I made was never made." "Oh, that's shocking," he says. "I'll have a word with the three guards involved," he says, "and I'll get back to you." A month went by, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. Retired. He never ever got back to me.
And at that stage then, you were seen by another guard. This was a guard who was new to the town at the time.
I went and seen him. He had me down the next day. I phoned the secretary on the Monday morning. He had me in his office on a Tuesday. And he listened to what I had to say and he said to me straight away, "I want to apologise reservedly on behalf of myself and on behalf of the guard," he said. "It was appalling the way you were treated," he said. "But I'm going to sit you down now over the next few days. I'm going to take your complaint and we're going to write it off to GSOC." I came out doing handstands. I was delighted. My God, I said. "And he's going to do all this to me." I was delighted. I went down the next day and he took me 3 or 4 hours. I was there. Over Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. He sent the complaint off to GSOC anyway. He said, "I'm going to get this looked into," said. "You're going to find out all the answers. The way you were treated by the force guard. The way you were treated by the second guard. And we're going to get all the answers."
Okay.
I went off to GSOC. GSOC phoned me a couple of times and asked me a few questions. Then they advised me that because the complaint was so many years back, it wasn't in the 12 months that you have to make when you're making a complaint. It was out of time. But they also told me that the guards weren't investigated. They didn't find any wrongdoing. But they also said that they didn't find, what would I put it? They didn't say that they didn't do anything wrong. They said that they weren't investigated. So the investigating
because
officer...
Because of the statute of limitations. Yeah.
The investigating officer rang me back and I told him my decision and he said, yeah, he said, "You've been in touch with me." And also the three guards have been informed as well that there was a complaint made against them, but there's going to be no action taken. They've been informed as well. Oh, I said, okay then. So what happens now? Well, we're going to leave it at that for the moment. I was not happy with that decision. I'll be in touch. 3 months later, I get a phone call. Another senior guardie from outside of Drogheda, from the monitoring division, said, "I've been informed by the chief superintendent of Louth to investigate the handling of your case against Dr. Shine by three guardie." I was delighted. I said, "Lovely, thanks very much," I said. I gave him a few details on the case and then he informed me, "Oh no," he said, "I'll only be investigating two of them. I know one of them and he's retiring shortly." And I turned round and said, "The force guard was a personal friend of Dr. Shine's. You're investigating, you're telling me you're a friend of another guard." I said, "This is not going to go anywhere. I'm only doing my job," he said. "I was asked to investigate too and I'm going to do it. I'll be in touch." Over the months he was ringing me and telling me how he was getting on. He was waiting for one certain guard who said that he lived abroad and it was very hard to get him in. He said he didn't have to go in and if he went in it was in his own free will. So he's ringing me back saying, till he comes in, it's at a standstill. He phones me one day and says, "He's been in this morning," he says, "I had a chat with him. now I need you in. I've heard his side. I want to hear your side. And then I'm going to the DPP with it. I'm very sorry it took so long, but it was on his behalf. He said he wasn't living in the country. Okay. I went down and met this senior Gardaí, and he heard my side of the story. And when we were finished, he said, "Now I have to tell you one thing." He's denying that he ever got you to write any letter. He said you wrote that letter yourself. He's denying he ever called to your house. He's denying he put you under any pressure. I said to him, in the beginning, the second guard he told me, the first guard had never heard of me. He didn't work in that division. He never took your complaint. I went and seen him. So I said, does he actually remember me? Oh, he remembers you all right, he says. He does. He does remember you now. I said, where is my original statement that he signed in front of me that he can't find? Where is the envelope, I said. He produced an envelope in front of me and said, there's the envelope there. I said, I never seen that envelope before. That is not the envelope I put my complaint into. Well, we know for a fact, he says, that letter came out of that envelope. And I said, I looked at the name on the envelope and I said, right, I didn't realise he was that. He was actually higher than he was when I...
He was ranked.
He was ranked. Well, my brother was with me. And he also said, he's denying he ever called to the house. And my brother turned around and said, I spoke to him at the front door. I know him well. I know him years. He said hello to me on the way in. I had to brush by him, went into the house. And he called on a few occasions. I seen him at the door. And he's saying now he never called. So my brother also said, I want to make a statement there now to the senior guard that he called. He denied that as well, he said. No, he said he never ever called to your front door. He never got you to write no letter. You done all this on your own behalf. So the file went off to DPP. I'd say 3 or 4 months later, I get a phone call one morning, and it's a senior investigating officer telling me there's going to be no further action taken against the two senior Gardaí or against Dr. Shine. The DPP file that there's no proof that what you're saying, you've no proof to back it up. I can feel you're not happy, he said, with the decision. But I've put an awful lot of work into this case. And it was very unusual. One I've never come across, and probably one I'll never come across again. And I have no doubt in my mind he got you to write that letter. I have no doubt in my mind he called to your house. But unfortunately, it's his word against yours. I think you've been through a lot, meeting you and meeting your family. I think you've been through a lot. You've done everything. You can't do any more than this, he said. And I'd have a chat with your family and sit down and try and put it behind you. And I said, well, thanks very much for all the work you've done. Or don't thank me, he said. I done the best I can. You didn't get the help you deserved, he says, from the beginning.
And is that where it ended?
And I said, it's a pity the DP didn't feel that way. That I didn't get the help I deserved. But okay. The guard did that invested. And that's where I ended, and that's my case.
Well, that's where it ended until you came in here today to tell us the story. It's a story that I think will be listened to by a lot of people who'll be very curious to get more detail.
I did get more information then. It was sent out by me, by the guards. When I applied for my records, and this didn't come out to me the first time. But it's very funny, when the two guards was retired, I sent for it again, and then this envelope comes out that I was told didn't exist. So I phoned up the senior Gardaí from Monaghan to tell him I was delighted I had evidence that I was made write the letter. Oh, he retired. When? Oh, he's dead gone a few months now.
Yeah. And you showed me the letter, the original letter that you had written to withdraw your complaint, that it was sitting in the Garda station for years and years. That
12 years.
12 years.
Which I thought Shine was charged.
And somebody had blackened out, redacted Michael Shine's name in the complaint.
No, that redaction and the yoke is... That's came from my look for my files. I have the original letter there. His name's not redacted. The original letter there. But what I'm saying is, this guard got me to sign a statement in front of me. He signed it, I signed it. I gave him permission to get me hospital records. He signed it, I signed it. That can't be found. Mm. They magic. I wrote this guard's name on the envelope and I wrote to him in the Drogheda Garda station. They were asking me then, did you hand it in to the Garda station or did you post it? I said I posted it with his name in it. There's no envelope here with his name in it. So are you sure you didn't hand it in? So when I applied for my records, there's the stamp. There's a stamp and the day. But there's no address. His name's not there for me to see. But when the two guards retired and I applied for my records, lo and behold, what comes into my front door? The letter I sent to withdraw my complaint, which I refused to apologise, and his name's underneath to this guard at Drogheda Garda station, which I kept being told there was nothing to put me and this guard together in the Drogheda station in the beginning, that he never took, in the first beginning, he couldn't recall ever taking a statement from me. I was mixing them up from someone else.
Okay, so you've told us your story, but you wonder if anybody else has a similar story and you want to talk to anybody who does before you finish.
I just feel, I don't think I'm the only one. Mm. I think I'm not the only one that ever went to the Drogheda Garda station and put a complaint in against Dr. Shine. I'm probably the only one that ever was made apologise to him and withdraw a complaint. But there could be more out there. The guards that's retired now are hoping this will never come out to light. They're popping the champagne, we're free. I'll never go away till I get the truth. Never. The way them two guards treated me, I'll never stop till I get the truth. Never.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much. Story. Thank you. Was. Thank you.